For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When's that Dwayne Wade statue night, Solana? Because I want to... I want to be laser focused on that today because I don't want to do the show. Everyone's done. I want to worry about the D Wade night.
Kachuk was at the game. I saw him.
Yeah. Let's talk Panthers. Yeah. Let's talk Heat, Dwayne Wade statue night. A lot of stuff on the docket.
Now you want to talk about Terry Rozier almost being cleared for 5-on-5?
I want to know why that Malik guy was cut already. I want to know.
Exhibit 10. Break that down.
Why can't the Dolphins' primetime losses just be losses? Why do their primetime losses have to be disastrous events that then get dissected, you know, for hours on end by all the sports talk shows? Like, listen, you lose on primetime, you lose on primetime.
Yeah.
Why does every time they lose on primetime seem like it just knocked them out of the playoffs, or someone got knocked unconscious, or someone was bullying someone? Like, what? Why is everything a disastrous event?
Huh. The last primetime game I watched was last week, the Rams-Lions. They went to overtime, and the Lions won in overtime with a great game. The Dolphins got their ass whooped, and their quarterback gets knocked out again. It's disastrous outcomes to the game. That's why it's disastrous. Speaking, if they lost by 3 last night, oh, that's a great AFC East battle. Tua's walked off the field again. McDaniel's kissing him on his forehead like he's a 6-year-old niece. It looks crazy to the people outside of South Florida that doesn't cover him every day.
Why didn't he slide?
He was trying to get the first down, and now
he had it.
No, that wasn't a hard hit.
It wasn't a hard hit. I have, by the way, when I say why didn't he slide, I have some sound today to play from some people who have opined on the situation. J.J. Watt is one. I'll play it for you later, but he directly responds to the dopes like me who say, why didn't he slide? And he makes a fair point. It makes me think about my take because I'm very angry that he didn't slide. I'm angry.
But if he slides, they might have been behind the line, and now you're not helping your team win that game.
It's essentially what J.J. Watt says. J.J. Watt says the same people who say, why didn't he slide, are the same people who would kill him for not putting his shoulder down if he didn't get the first down in the red zone in such an important game. So I get it, but we're going to hear a wide variety of takes on what transpired last night.
These aren't violent hits that Tua is taking when he gets knocked out of games, and that's mm-mm. my concern for him because we've watched the prior concussion, the fall back when he hit his head and he had the little hand in the air. This time he had his fist balled up same way. Like it I'm concerned with Tua. I know we're going to play Manti Te'o who talked about it passionately, but it passed the Dolphins, passed the salary cap, passed all of that. Like that game last night put me in a different mind place about Tua. And I go too far, whatever you want to say. His career. Not if we can beat the Titans in a couple weeks. His career for being knocked out on hits like that, it wasn't helmet to helmet. It wasn't a violent, like there could be no flag thrown on that. It wasn't a violent hit. And we're back at the place we were a couple years ago. I'm concerned.
I there's so many thoughts on it because, you know, I've seen quarterbacks put their shoulders down. He didn't even do that in the way that you normally see someone. Like it was very awkward to me, which again, annoys me. Like if you're not going to slide, try to lower the boom a little bit. He almost absorbed the boom in a weird way. I'm confused by a lot of it.
If you're not going to be the nail, you got to be the hammer.
Right.
The nail doesn't just throw itself forward. Like he's not violently going forward. He's falling down forward to the point about sliding. I've watched those two plays now probably 70 times back to back because that's the story of the day. Not learning how to fall, but not being the guy that wants to lower the boom. It's a weird mid place to be when you're running the football.
He's had four concussions now in 5 years, if you include Alabama, and he's really had more if you include the Buffalo game where he stumbled getting back to the line of scrimmage that was never counted as a concussion, mm-hmm. by the way.
5-5. That's concerning, Hawk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. There's going to be a lot of people opining on what Tua should do now. For me, it's his decision. It's his family's decision if he's cleared to play. Now, sometimes it gets taken out of your hands. Chris Bosh wanted to continue playing for the Heat, and they said, you are not cleared. They were talking about suing to make him eligible to play. Remember, and the Heat and their positions stood firm. You are not cleared to play. And it became a thing. So he didn't have a choice. Chris Bosh wanted to play. If Tua's cleared to play, it's his choice and his family's choice. Now, I can speak to you with the wisdom of a 54-year-old man who, as you get older and things on your body start to break down and you don't feel like you used to, and you watch people who you loved, you know, throughout your life, parents, uncles, aunts, get older and break down, you start to realize there is nothing more important than your health.
Uh-huh.
But I'm 54 and not a professional athlete.
Yes.
So I don't pretend to have an answer for him at all because I wasn't a professional athlete. But at his age, I was invincible. Anybody at that age is invincible. You don't think about the future. And throw into the mix there generational wealth for your family. And you go, you know what? I'll tough it out because everyone's going to live better. My kids, their kids, their kids' kids. Everyone's going to live better. So I don't mind toughing it out. That's a warrior's mentality. That's who athletes are. They're warriors. So I don't have an answer for him, and I don't think anybody does. I think he does. He'll have to come up with it.
No one that's playing last night, or no one's going to play tomorrow, or nobody's that's playing this Sunday or Monday, have the mentality of, oh yeah, man, I'm just out here playing. This is fun for them to have. So for them to get to the level they're at, even college guys, like you went through some stuff, you grinded through some injuries, you have a high pain tolerance, you have all of that. I'm with it. Guy dislocates your shoulder, pops it back in place. I praise him in the locker room afterwards. Hey, John, man, hey, bro. Well, you like you said, you're a soldier. Man, we appreciate you staying out there fighting for your team, being there. When it starts getting to that brain stuff, it changes for me, huh? I'm not going to lie. It makes me think about Vontae Davis. It makes me think about Junior Seau. It's bigger than toughing out an ankle or a knee or a hip or all that stuff. It's different now where you're knowing about those brain injuries and just seeing that. Like you said, did I have a concussion every year if I started playing right now? Yes. Because they said, yeah, if you get up and you have see the little birdies, that's a concussion. We didn't take it like that. But to be knocked out to a point where you have involuntary muscle spasms while you're laying on the ground, I can't say I've ever felt that. I honestly have never seen it actively playing. And as I've seen this twice with Tua, and to your point, the Buffalo game where he stumbles, I'm concerned with that side. It's not a shoulder or wrist or a knee. It's his brain not knowing how to make his legs move. It's his brain having his hand lock up in a certain position that he doesn't want it to. I'm the soldier of all soldiers. Y'all know I tell, man, bitch, get up off the ground, man. Stop being, you know, stop all that. Y'all know I'm that guy. This is concerning to me at a deeper level than let's win games and let's have the best offense in the league. This is worried about this man's long-term health, mental health, to his kid. I want Tua to meet his damn grandkids, Hawk. I'm to that I'm now. Watching.
I'm with you on all that stuff. All I'm saying is the way that, listen, there's base jumpers, right? They jump off a low plateau and at the last second pull a ripcord and everything has to go right. There's thrill seekers climb the side of a building or the side of a mountain that has no room for error and people die. But I don't feel like it's my place to tell them, hey, don't do that because it may cost you your life. People make decisions all the time. UFC fighters, boxers, people make decisions all the time for what they think is right for themselves. All I'm saying is I'm not telling you that I don't agree with everything you're saying, because if it was my son, if it was someone I had a relationship with and they came to me and asked me my opinion, I would say, trust me, when you're in your 50s, you're going to want all your faculties, because I'm like, I watch my kid in college. I get to enjoy it all. Like, imagine if you're incapacitated and you can't. So I get it, but I don't feel like I have the right to tell a base jumper to stop base jumping. I don't have the right to tell a UFC fighter or a backyard brawler, you know, in Cutler Bay. I just people make choices for themselves. And if you have the knowledge and you're presented all the possible outcomes and you make a decision, that's your decision. And I'm cool with that. Listen, I didn't think DeMar Hamlin should have ever been out on a football field again, optics wise, right? Yeah. A once in a lifetime event probably will never happen again, like getting hit by lightning. I would have said to him, yeah, bro, like you played with fire. You came out okay. Don't ever do it again. He's out. I mean, he's the one that hit Tua. Like, so I don't feel like I'm the guy who should be telling someone, you need to retire. Chris Bosh, you need to retire. A base jumper, you need to stop base jumping. UFC fighter, backyard brawler, whatever it is. Everyone finds whatever their slice of life is supposed to be. Again, it's I'm not asked. If I was asked, I'll give you my opinion. But there's a lot of people who are saying definitively, that guy needs to be done playing. And I'm like, man, you can't say that. It's when someone's in a relationship and you look at it from the outside and you go, you need to get rid of her. She's no good for you. Well, you're not in there. Yeah. You don't know the totality of it, you know? And so I give him that leeway. I give him the leeway. He's got all the money in the world. So he's got the great doctors. He's got great opinions. He'll have great information and he'll make a decision. Maybe it'll be the right decision. Maybe it'll be the wrong decision. But that's what we all do in life. We make decisions. Some are good. Some are bad. You hope at the end of your life, you've made more good decisions than bad decisions. Mm-hmm. That's all.
You have to think about how you'll be looked at too. And that's ego or whatever you want to call it. Like, how am I looked at if I just get $250 million and say, yep, no, this football's not for me. Sure. Let down Tyreek Hill just resigned. Jaylen Waddle just resigned. They resigned to play with me. Like, those dudes are I say it all the time. Like, I, you know, bring up some guys that passed earlier. But, like, when y'all look at Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor, they were great defenders. And Sam Madison, they're my friends. Like, I call them and we talk about life. And I ask them about their kids and things of that nature. So it's an accountability that you have with your brothers, I guess, or your teammates. But to what extent does that overshadow the fact that I'm now worried about you physically? I want you to make it to 54. Hawk. I wasn't here with Tua. I was not here with Tua until the third quarter last night. My whole thing was, man, tighten up, bro. Concussions happen every day. I was there. It's honestly swung when I saw that hit. That was not a violent hit. That was by a tiny little safety. DeMar Hamlin, hell, like you said, he's no banger. He hit his forearm. Someone's forearm can knock you out. This might not be the sport for you. Like, not even being funny, whatever it is, this might not be the sport that you should play if that's a hit. Because to your point, I think it might have been off air, I watched 47 hits harder than that last night before and after that hit. And this is a sport you want to play? I would be upset. I think Tua is a top 10 quarterback. I think Tua is everything I've been arguing. But that was very disturbing last night, seeing that that could happen to you at any moment. And there are 15 more regular season games to go right now. That's scary.
And all I'm saying is this. Damar Hamlin literally died on the field. We watched him be resuscitated, and he chose to keep playing football. Bronny James had a cardiac incident. That dude doesn't need a dollar for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. He and LeBron, with his support, have chosen to continue playing sports. So don't be surprised. That's my greater point is, don't be surprised if you see Tua back on the football field, if you find out that it's a low-grade concussion, barely meets the standards of a concussion, comes out of the protocol quickly. I don't think he'll play in Seattle. I don't think he'll play against Tennessee, optics-wise. All I'm saying is, don't be super surprised if you see Tua out on the football field again this season, because athletes and young people in general do stuff without having the wisdom of a 40-year-old man, 50-year-old man, 60, 70, and 80. It's part of life. Like, it's part of life. And, you know, they always say youth is wasted on the young. But there's a reason that we do things that we do and find the paths that we find. It's because of what your makeup is, who you are.
I was a knee guy. My ailment was my knees. Dr. James Andrews, who's the best orthopedic knee surgeon in the world, that's who does every the top at Adrian Peterson's and all that. He's the one that did my last knee surgery that I played on. James Andrews was 55, 60 at the time, giving me advice on that. There should be some older people that can really give him advice, and I would like Tua to listen. I'm with you, Hawk. Tua shouldn't listen to a damn word I say. Why would he? But I really want him to evaluate it this time. I overlooked the Buffalo game. I overlooked the knockout last time. I really was pushing forward. I was sitting there. I was at the game last night. And when I saw that little fist locked up, I said, whew. This is scary. If this is Little Chan, if this is my son, this is scary.
Yeah. That's where it gets, because there's family involved.
Yes.
We're outsiders. If I'm his parents in the locker room, if I'm his wife in the locker room, no brainer for me. No brainer. No,
not doing out there with them people anymore. It's crazy. But
there's a reason you're built a certain way. To be a successful national championship quarterback for Nick Saban at Alabama. You're built different than most of us.
Dr. What was his name? Something with a T. Trusowski or something. After I tore my ACL the third time in high school, I'm sitting there with my mom, and he tells me, this is a guy at it was at Atlanta Memorial, because I end up going to Emory, Dr. Zeroyan, that's who fixed it. He told me football's not for you. You've tore your ACL three times and you're not even 18 yet. And I remember leaving and telling my mom, we need to find another doctor, because he doesn't believe in my dream. And that was if I would have listened to Dr. Trusowski, whatever his name was, I would never play for Dolphins. I probably wouldn't be on here. I don't know where the hell would happen. So I understand all of the pushing forward. I understand the grind and the mental drive and constant just push to be amazing. I understand it all. He's made it. He succeeded.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's played in the league. He won a national championship. He got drafted. I understand everybody wants to be a Hall of Famer. Everybody wants to win the Super Bowl. That's a push too. But at this moment, now that you have this money, you have everything. If I was Tua, if it happened the way it did and I just got my second contract with that much guaranteed money or even just the guaranteed money and I could get knocked out on a play like that, even me, tough guy, linebacker, raw, boar wrestler, alligator hunter, all the everything people know about me, I would really have to sit back in my living room and think about if I want to play this game anymore.
And that's fair. Think it through. Make an educated decision. Do what's right for you and your family.
Yes.
Take all the outside noise away, whatever the contract is, whatever the pundits say, whatever the fans are saying. Make the right decision for you, your family, your future. That's it.
Future's a hard thing to think about.
Yes.
That's the that's
Listen,
the
I wish I could go back and make different decisions that, you know, but that's part of life. You know what I mean? Like that's so I don't blame anyone. I don't blame anyone when they make silly decisions when they're young. I did. Everyone does. Oh, you make silly decisions as you get older. Like, I mean, so, yeah, to make it so black and white for everybody, like you're talking about a guy's life, what he does, his entire identity. So easy for someone to say, hey, you got to hang it up. There's guys who their limbs are falling off. They can't hang it up because they don't want to give it up. And we see it all the time in sports. Mike Tyson's boxing at 57 years old. Dude's getting wheeled around in a wheelchair in the airport.
Stroke. And he's still going to box.
You know, like, anyway, we're going to talk about it all afternoon. We'll talk about the Dolphins as well. The good thing about Tua is this. He didn't get carted off with a neck brace on. We saw him walk off under his own power. So I don't feel like, you know, we did in the, what was it, Cincinnati?
Yeah, it was week 4 in Cincinnati in 2022.
That felt different. This one, I feel very comfortable complaining about the actual game itself, which I'm going to today.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.